A look at the Florida Blue practice fields outside of Everbank Field. Organized team activities are underway, the first of 10 practices for the Jags. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field today. Nearly 2 hours for the first of 10 OTA practices for this off-season schedule. No pads during OTAs. Installing some scheme the first time for the vets and the rookies to really get full speed work together on the field. And the speed is the key for the rookies. Things change a bit after rookie minicamp a week or so ago. Now, with the veterans on the field, the speed of the game is here. Gus Bradley, Jaguars head coach, said the first day in was a good start.
And all these little tests that we have, make note of it. Do guys stay within themselves? Do they get hyped up here and then they get out of whack? And so we're looking at all those things. And, everything counts, we tell our guys. Everything. The way you walk on the field, the way you handle yourself in the huddle, the way you talk to your teammates, all those things. Everything counts. And we're going to evaluate all those.
Of course, a lot of the focus today on quarterbacks, rightly so. The number 3 overall pick, Blake Bortles, on the field for the first time with veterans. Of course, Chad Henne has been named the starter here. That has been the case throughout the past weeks and months. Nothing has changed there. Blake Bortles said after practice that the learning process continues daily under Henne.
I enjoy sitting in the room and listening to Chad and Ricky and then listening to them on the field and watching them on the field and learning as much as possible from those guys and trying to mimic their game.
It's tough because it's fast-paced. Like today, he was like, man, practice is really fast, and then you got to try to learn and think about it. And I was like, yeah, just take one play at a time and not really think about what's coming up next. Just concentrate on that play only.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. First day in the books, Johnny. First OTA.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy to think that it's here. We got 10 more of them, and I think this team wants to get a lot done in terms of continuity and many things during this 3 or 4 week period right now.
We just heard from the quarterbacks. Of course, that's the hot topic today. Start of a long process for Blake Bortles, mm-hmm. and we knew Henne was going to be the starter, and that just kind of seems to be the case here in the offseason.
Well, and it's interesting. I talked to Jed Fish for Storm and a Right later this week about Chad Henne and just what a perfect fit he is for this role. And he said he wouldn't have expected any different, but Chad has really taken to not only being ready and getting ready to be the starter, but also working with Blake, and he said he wouldn't have expected any different, but it has been impressive.
89 of 90 players were in attendance in a voluntary camp today. The only one missing, Chris Clemens, the defensive end. Gus gave us a reason after, right?
Yeah, some family stuff, and you get the idea that Gus would like Chris Clemens to be here sooner rather than later. It's voluntary, but he would like him to volunteer to be here.
Offensive line, some big news today. Luke Jokel, Mike Brewster, Austin Pastor, two broken legs and a shoulder surgery. All were on the field today.
And that's important because when guys are injured late in season or during seasons, you're never sure even throughout the offseason exactly when they'll be back. Gus said they're back. They're being cautious with them and being smart, which is what you want to do during OTAs. There's no reason to rush these guys or put them in any risk until training camp. But it's not insignificant that they're back in the field. Clay Harbor back on the field too, which he suffered a really bad injury late in the season, so it's good to see him 100%.
One day in, 9 to go, John.
I tell you, it's going to be a fun 3 or 4 weeks. OTAs used to be a very low-profile thing. Obviously, now in the NFL, everything's high-profile. But this is an important time for this team the next month.
Well done, John, as always. Time for a new feature here on Inside the Jaguars. We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. And speaking of quarterbacks, he says sitting Blake Bortles is the right call.
The decision to sit Blake Bortles this season has yet to create a firestorm, but it will. Right now, the argument makes sense. Chad Henne has 50 starts, 19 with the Jaguars, and gives an improved roster a chance to win. Now, I wanted to see more of Blaine Gabbert and less of Chad Henne last year because Blaine was still an unknown, and Henne was what he is, a solid guy. But I'm in Chad's corner this summer. He'll be more effective with Toby Gerhart and Zane Beatles in the run game. He'll be better with Cecil Shorts and Ace Sanders running alongside Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson. But still, he's just that solid guy. He threw at least 2 interceptions in 5 games last year and has 8 times in 19 starts here. He has 55 career touchdowns, 62 interceptions. In football speak, he is what he is. Henne's going to have those days, and everyone loves the backup quarterback then. When he does have those, people will question why Bortles is sitting loudly. And I'd be right there with him if I hadn't seen Gabbert. I called for him to play before the opener in 2012. I was wrong. He should have sat, and so should Bortles. Gus and Dave have taken all the pressure off Blake with their decision to play Henne. He doesn't have to be the face of the franchise or its savior this year. He isn't ready for that, and no other quarterback in this draft or next year's would be either. Bortles is their guy, the guy they think that can lead this team back to the playoffs. But this isn't a playoff team, and he isn't the missing piece to get them there this year. We'll see Henny and Bortles side by side this week on the practice field. And I don't expect there'll be any question. Henny's the man for now.
Thank you, Brian. We'll hear from Brian most every day right here on Inside the Jaguars. Some late news today for the Jags. They've signed fifth-round linebacker Telvin Smith from Florida State. He said after signing today that with that out of the way, he can just concentrate on football.
It feels great, you know, a dream come true just because something you work so long for, you put so much time into to reach this level, a professional level, nationwide, it's crazy. It's amazing.
After the signing of Smith, only four 2014 draft picks remain to be signed by this team. Don't be shocked if they're done relatively soon. Another feature coming up tomorrow morning on Jaguars.com. Our good friend Sanderic Marks mic'd up at practice today. Take a look.
Turn down for what?
Cosmos Houston.
B-boy, you ready to get a little work today?
Let's roll now.
Look for the mic'd up segment tomorrow morning on Jaguars.com. You don't want to miss that. Also tomorrow on Jaguars.com, Jaguars.com Live, 12:30. We'll be live at the Florida Blue Practice Fields. John Osier, myself, hope you'll join us then. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.